Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Le'ilei Nishma Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we're in Masechta Yadayim. We are in the first parak, Mishnayos Gimel and Dalet. The Mishnah begins, Hamayim Shenifsilu Mishasiyas HaBehema. When you have water where the animals themselves can't drink from them, either because they're so disgusting or because they're bitter and salty. So the Mishnah wants to know, can we use this water for Netilas Yadayim? So Bekelim Sulim. The Mishnah says, if you want to use it by pouring it into a kli and then pouring it onto your hands, it's no good. But if you want to use it for tevilas yadayim, right? So then in such a situation, it would be okay. Why is that? So the Bartanur points out, he says, when it comes to the water inside a vessel, it has to be able to be consumed by an animal. On the ground, you can use it for tefillah siyadayim because it takes on the status of a mini mikvah. We remember at the beginning of mikvos, we identified different types of mikvos. The first couple of mishnayos didn't even get into the standard of what we call a mikvah. And one of them was for netilas siyadayim. And so if it was good enough for the whole body, it's certainly good enough for one's hands. Navel sochan diyo kumkus kankantum v'nishtanu marehem sulin. If some sort of ink or concantum or copperas or gum arabia, one of these things that changes the color, types of dyes, and it changes the color of the water, so then it's also possible in that situation. Also, Bahem Malacha, if he used the water for any sort of work, Osha Sharba and Pito, or he used it to soften up his bread, so psulin, then the water is possible for netilas yadayim because it's already used. Shimon HaTimni Omer, Shimon HaTimni says, afilu neskavim lishros b'zeb nafal l'sheni k'sherim. Even if he intended to soak in this water, but it fell into a different water, right? So it softened up on its own. So it's still going to be kosher. It's not the intent, but rather the ruining of the water. That is going to be the issue over here, and therefore the water is going to be kosher. Hidiach b'hemes akelim. What happens if you use this water to wash the dishes? Oshemicha b'hemes amidos, or used it to clean the weights in the store. So psulin, the water, the excess water that comes off afterwards, is not able to be used for netilas yadayim. Hidiach b'hem kelim mudachim ochadashim. If he washed dishes that were already clean, or the water wasn't really used for any purpose, or ochadashim, they were brand new, they've never been used, so it wasn't really a cleaning process. So ksherim, so those waters will be kosher. Rabbi Yossi posa b'chadashi, Rabbi Yossi says the second type, the waters that you use to wash brand new dishes in, those are going to be pasa. And why is that, says Rabbi Yossi? People don't use new dishes until they wash them first. And so therefore, there is a value in washing the dishes, which means the water was considered used. And if the water is considered used, so it's considered no good. Okay, we'll stop here. The halacha doesn't go like Rabbi Yossi. We'll stop here. Bezos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, wonderful day.